Good morning, yowza. It's a Wednesday morning. Tony Curry here on Tony Curry Radio and the Tony Curry page. Checking in this morning here for just a few minutes. We have a huge Wednesday going on later on tonight, Livewire Wednesday. One of our favorite shows and long-listing show. If you're an AC/DC fan, you like any AC/DC, you're going to love this show. Goes off at 8 o'clock tonight. Tonight we're going to do the top 14 AC/DC streamed songs ever. And these are through Spotify, and you'll be really surprised. The most streamed song all time of AC/DC. We'll do that later on tonight. Brought to you by Southern Precision Staffing, 205-682-2828. They're fantastic. We also have Mission Minded with Michael Coleman, good friend of mine. Great heart, guy that is an expert in the non-for-profit business. There's 1.5 million non-for-profits in this country. And he'll tell you all about it coming up a little later on. We also have Blues Almighty with Austin Hanks. We have Damon Johnson. Go to Spotify. You can see all the shows. Go to Spotify, search Tony Curry Radio. That's Curry with a K. Benny Selman, good morning to you. And go back and listen to all of our episodes. There's well over 100 podcasts. Fantastic. It's a Tony Curry Radio podcast. And, of course, hear all the shows live right here on Tony Curry Radio, the Tony Curry Radio app. Again, Curry with a K. So we did it again yesterday. As a parent of a 17 and soon to be a 15-year-old, a 10-year-old, absolutely breaks my heart. I don't know what else I can say about the shootings in Texas yesterday. I know a lot of people are just absolutely pissed, frustrated, sad. It's just a horrible situation. You know, when you go through life and you have a problem, regardless what that problem is, and it keeps happening over and over and over and over again, to the tune of over 900 mass shootings in this country, something's got to change. I don't know what that is. I know it's been politicized. I know we just had our primaries yesterday, and I know everyone's talking about gun control and everything else, and I don't want to take people's freedoms away, but it's like something's got to change. And sometimes the worst hurricane is the one that only hits your house. You know, as long as we're not directly affected by these things, sometimes I think we think it's other people's problems, but this is way too close to home, man. Man, if you can't go to church or go to school safely, we got some major problems here we need to deal out. And again, I love this country. I love our freedoms. I don't know what the answers are. I'm not a politician. There's so many layers, this onion, everything from mental health to gun control to... Obviously, we've got a major issue here, and something needs to change, and I hate the fact that it's being politicized, Republicans, Democrats, and this is not being pushed through, and more background checks and everything else, but God, please help me, man. If you are a politician, do something. I posted the Steve Kerr thing this morning. That would pretty much... Check that out. I mean, that pretty much is just... I mean, we're just pissed. We're over it. We're just tired. This has got to end. This is ridiculous. Our children shouldn't be in the way of the fact that we're lacking in trying to make major decisions to protect them. It just makes me sad. Ron Abbey-Astor is a professor of social welfare and an expert in school shootings at UCLA's Luskin School of Public Affairs. Said, I don't see this ending anytime soon. The combination of isolation, stress, growing gun sales, and a conspiracy theory have produced more shootings all over the country. If only we had been more thoughtful about this complex combination of all things. We have some heavy lifting to do in this country, heavy lifting for a country with heavy hearts and a heavy burden of guilt. And again, it's about the numbers. This is what makes me so sad is when there's a shooting now, it's like four people. Oh, it's four people. Okay, well, that's not so bad. Oh, you know, 15 people, 16 people, who is it? Are they second, third, fourth graders? Are they 25, 26, and 27-year-olds? It doesn't matter. And then as you see the numbers creeping up yesterday, you're like, oh, wow, this is, we're 17, 18, 19. Oh, my gosh, this is, this shouldn't be the numbers, man. One's too many. And it just absolutely devastates me, man. It just bums me out. It really makes me sad. I have a gun. I've shot it in a controlled situation. I believe that we should have ownership of guns, but I just don't understand. I don't understand it. It makes me sad, and I cried last night. I just like, I don't get it. I don't get it, and I don't understand why it just keeps happening. We just had the Buffalo thing a few days ago, and now we got this shooting. It just makes me really, really sad. Please do something. I don't know what the answer is. We're going to be on Fox 6 tomorrow morning at 9:30. Dr. Josh and I talking about this. I don't know how the hell we're going to talk about something so large and something with so many layers over the course of 4 or 5 minutes. But something's got to change. Something's got to change. I don't know what that is. Please help me. Something's got to change. As a parent, it's just horrible. Even people that aren't parents, this is not good. Also, I wanted to mention, this is a sad story, but it's a good story. Steven Tyler has checked himself back into rehab. Having gone through this process, and according to Steven Tyler's people and the band put out a really nice message yesterday, and I reposted that on Twitter and on Facebook this morning, that he had been 9 years sober. And after a recent foot injury, he was on pain medication and felt it best to go back into rehabilitation. Every person that has any type of addiction or dependency on something, every situation is different. I hate when people stigmatize addiction because not everyone's sitting down in their basement with a bunch of prostitutes shooting up crystal meth. Some are, but most people aren't. And Steven Tyler, at his age, certainly understands how important it is. You're either going to die drunk or die sober. And we want that to be the latter for Steven Tyler. So good for him. I know they have a residency. It would have been really easy. They have a residency that's supposed to be starting in Las Vegas. I don't think Aerosmith needs the money. But they certainly love what they do, and they're very, very good at it. And for him to realize that it's best for him to get help first. Teresa, good morning to you. And then continue the tour, I thought was just huge. It would have been real easy to say, listen, I can work through this. I can do some classes while we're on the road, whatever it is. And I'd be quite frank with you, if you have an addiction issue, you probably don't want to be starting a residency in flipping Las Vegas. Probably not the best place to be. But that being said, our thoughts and prayers go out to him. And I will say this too. And again, I can speak this firsthand. Whether you go through an AA program or some type of Christian-based program, or whether you go to an outpatient, inpatient, Betty Ford, whatever, you realize that there are triggers in your life, and there are things in your life that make you think about doing the wrong thing and getting back into addiction. It's not relapse is part of the process. And it's not necessarily the relapse that's set you back. It's what you do with the relapse. If you relapse and you're gone again, you're like, if I'm going to steal big, go for it. Then yeah, you need to get some help. Some people relapse, realize what they've done, and then move right back on. They start a new streak. And that's what it appears that Steven Tyler is doing, I hope, after being sober for 9 years. People that have never suffered through any type of addictive properties realize or don't realize, just how cunning and baffling and patient your drug of choice or alcohol or anything you're addicted to is. But the other thing that I think is really interesting is Steven Tyler, I believe, was born and put on this earth to rock us. And that is his gift. And he's been really, really good at it. And man, if you look at what they did back in the 80s, Lord almighty, it almost killed the entire band. I mean, you want to talk about a drug-infused band. I mean, forget the Rolling Stones. They left them in the dust. Aerosmith, man. And then you could tell by their records. The records sucked. They were terrible. There was a lot of music that they put out that just, quite frankly, wasn't really good. It was fueled, induced by their drug usage. And they'll tell you about it. It's been in their books and been in their autobiographical reads and everything else. But when you're putting yourself in an atmosphere, an environment filled with triggers, I can't imagine how hard it is. I did radio on Classic Rock 99.5, did the Jocks thing for 40 years. And one of the things I loved to do, because I was really good at it, was get out and shake hands, kiss babies, and go to bars and nightclubs. There were times where I was out 3-4 nights a week. Doing contests, Miss Hawaiian Tropic Beauty Pageants, Hooter contests, whatever. I was out there doing it all, and I loved doing it. I was really good at it. And I made a really good living doing it. And those were big trigger points because, you know, whenever I was out at a bar, there was alcohol all over the place. There were drugs all over the place. There were women all over the place. It was in your face. It's hard to get away from it. And I can't imagine what it's like for a rock and roller. I've been super blessed that I've talked with and have met and have hung out with a lot of musicians. And the temptation there is just absolutely overwhelming. You're on the road. Some are married. Some aren't. Some kids are older. They got your own life. There's just so many different things. And I can't, and Steven Tyler, I think he's got 4 or 5 children. They're all older. But I can't imagine being in that situation where all those things that pretty much built your career, coke, all these things, drugs, alcohol, it was all part of a regimen. It was all part of a routine. You did it for years and years and years, and now you're into this different part of your life where you're playing in Las Vegas, or you're playing a residency. And I can't imagine the triggers that he must deal with, knowing that that's something he loves to do and that he must control. And so we hope the best for Steven. I think it's great that he's going to get some help. And I think it's great that he's advocating for that. And we are survivors, no doubt, Al. You got it. Just say no. That's funny. Keep coming back. It works if you work it. But it's something that people think, well, how can you go 9 years sober and just fall off? It is so patient, and it's always waiting for you, and that's why you have to have your toolbox and your tools in your toolbox and all the things it takes for you to continue to recover, because you can never turn it off. I think there's some people that think that when you go through this kind of thing, that one day you just don't want to do it anymore, and you recoil from the fire, and some people do, but some people don't. And when you continue to put yourself in a situation, can you imagine? I mean, the adrenaline high that you get, the feel-good thing, and then you get done, and you're sitting in your room, your green room, and you're alone, and you just want to take it to another level. I get it. I mean, I get it. And thoughts and prayers go out to Steven Tyler that he's doing this is great. All right. We pray for everyone affected in Texas. Don't know what else to say about that. We'll be on Fox 6. Dr. Josh and I will certainly talk about it tomorrow morning on the Curry and Claypo Show on Tony Curry Radio. And we'll be on Fox 6 to talk about that as well. But our thoughts and prayers go out to all those wonderful people down there who have been affected by this. And our thoughts and prayers go out to our politicians. Help us. Do something. I don't know what it is. Do something. Take away everything from us, but help us through this, because they ultimately are going to be the ones that can move the needle on cutting the stuff back. I hope you have a wonderful day. Thanks for listening. Make sure you download the Tony Curry Radio app, Tony Curry Radio, Curry with KKURRE, and make sure you get a Spotify, man. It is killer. It's got all of our shows up. As a matter of fact, I was listening to Adapter Parish last night from Adaptogens, Dr. Alex Hublin and Dr. Josh Claypo. Fantastic show. Great show. Make sure you go to Spotify and check out all of our shows right here on Tony Curry Radio. I love you. Have a great day. God bless.